My first guest today is Obie Brown, a journalist who has covered Middle Georgia for almost four decades. Today is his last day at the Telegraph in Macon, Georgia, where he has worked for nearly his entire career and where, for a few more hours at least, he is the senior editor. In recent months, the paper has seen an exodus of veteran staffers. Some exits have been more willing than others. This is a story that we could tell about any hometown paper in Georgia, but hey, Macon is my town. Since I arrived here 6 years ago to work with Mercer University's Center for Collaborative Journalism, in which the Telegraph is a partner, I've personally seen the newsroom shrink by my count by about half, and it was already far down from its peak power. I think a lot of people in Macon see the loss of Obie Brown as a major turning point for their local paper, and we're going to get back to that. But first, let's celebrate this man's career and tap his knowledge about everything that he has seen over four decades. Welcome, Obie Brown.
Thank you, Adam. Glad to be here.
Go back to the beginning. How'd you get in the biz?
Well, I was at the University of Georgia, and just mainly a series of English courses. I had the professor pull me aside and basically say, you've got a nice touch on some of your papers, and I liked it, and just kind of evolved from there. I just I graduated from high school and was in college, you know, right post Watergate era. So that was, you know, it's just a confluence of the two, really. So
heyday for American newspapers.
Yeah, really
for
was.
Sure.
Really was.
Your first newspaper job was at the Telegraph?
First newspaper job was at a little weekly in a bedroom community in Paulding County, the Paulding County neighbor. It was an outpost of the Marietta Daily Journal and was there for a year. I actually taught school for a year, then came home, and Telegraph had an opening, and I got it.
You remember your first day? Do you remember the first story you covered?
You know, I don't. I remember... I remember, oddly, one of the first weekends I covered, the first few years happened to be Tuesday through Saturday shifts. I remember there was a great man named Cleeter Metters, worked at Clay, very, very well known in those circles. And there was a kind of like Fired Works. It was a show, a little gathering down in Perry. And I went down there and just spent time talking to him about his craft and what he did. And, you know, before I left, bought one of his coffee mugs that he had signed on the bottom of it, which I still have. You know, it's it was great. But he was just a great old feller.
Back when papers had resources to send somebody to go cover a ceramics show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
1983, you covered a huge story. The Supreme Court had suspended all executions in the United States from 1964 to 1976. And then in 1983, John Eldon Smith became the first Georgia inmate to be executed since the reinstatement of the death penalty. And you were there as a witness. That's something they do. They have media witnesses. Tell us about what that was like. I mean, you were young. You were really early in your career.
Well, I was. I'd been at the Telegraph for 3 years. As it happened, the execution was scheduled 10 days before Christmas. So it was the holiday season. I was way down the pecking order to, I raised my hand to witness it. And as it got closer to the time, folks didn't want to go. So I went on December 15th, 1983, got up there early.
Yeah.
And again, this was pre, you know, Macon.com didn't launch till 96. So this was, it was early in the morning, so I could come back and write the story.
Yeah.
But afterward, a couple more executions, phoned them in from a truck stop there back in the day. But it was tough. You know, I was young, and you're in a small room, and you're right there watching an execution. It's it had a profound effect on me, actually, and still talk about it with people today and do remember it. But it just happened that a Bibb County case happened to be the first one once the death penalty was reinstated, and in a Bibb County case. So
you say it had a profound effect on you. I've described you, Obie, as old school in the best sense of the word. As a young whippersnapper in the field, there's lots of things about old school journalism and newspapering that I don't really miss. I don't really mourn. But like, you are everything that is good about the old school. And one of the things about you that I imagine is that you probably would be reticent to express your personal feelings about controversial issues, kind of like capital punishment. What was it like having an experience like that that probably gave you a lot of things to think about with regard to your personal values and not really having to bottle up a lot of those feelings in order to do your job as a reporter, an old school reporter?
Well, it did. I remember coming home that day, and it was a long day, but I stopped by the store, and I just remember at one point, it was an old Piggly Wiggly store near Pierce Avenue, and I just remember stopping dead in my tracks and just staring at people, basically the shoppers. It was odd, and I don't know how long I stood there and stared, but I imagine it was some kind of post-witness episode. But I just tell you, the newsroom and all the good folks there are very much they're a tonic and a very therapeutic back in the newsroom. They can they can snap you back to attention in the real world very, very quickly. So that was a great salve for me, being back in the newsroom and just being able to share and describe what it was like. So,
sure.
Yeah.
We're talking to Obie Brown. He is working his last day as senior editor of the Telegraph newspaper in Macon, the paper where he's worked for nearly all of his nearly four-decade career. The Telegraph has seen an exodus of top people in recent years for all of the same market reasons that are affecting newspapers everywhere. But I think it's fair to say everybody in Macon feels like the loss of Obie Brown hurts particularly so. But let's go back and hit another career highlight before we talk about the sad stuff. About 10 years ago, you covered, boy, one of the big ones for the paper. And in fact, you've brought in the actual paper. I've got it right here. Rattle it for people. In July of 1994, Tropical Storm Alberto devastated Macon and other parts of central Georgia. Flooding and other destruction from the storm left 31 people across the state dead. Close to 300,000 people were without running water for several weeks. Hundreds of thousands of people, no water for weeks. Here is a clip from the Telegraph's one-time archenemy, WMAZ-TV in Macon.
Now, the truck went in across Rocky Creek Road last night during raging waters. The couple was allegedly out just joyriding and hit this drainage ditch, and the truck, of course, was swept away. It made it all the way under Rocky Creek through the torrents of water, and as you see now, they are trying to pull the victim from the truck.
Was that Liz Fabian?
That sounds like Liz. What a jewel.
She was a TV reporter at the time, but now a reporter at the Telegraph.
Right.
Boy, what'd you make of that story?
Yeah, it was such a hard story. No water for 3 weeks. We would, again, this was 94, still kind of analog days in a lot of ways. And I just remember, you know, you've got a big story and... You hug, kiss your family goodbye, and you come in and you just work it basically until you drop. Had water distribution areas all over town, but there was so much. I remember it started raining the night of July 4th, and we had a hamburger cookout at my house, and it ended early because it started raining, and it just would not stop raining. So it rained pretty much for 3 days, and it just, of course, that... caused a lot of problems here downstream Lake Tobosoffke, and it was you just couldn't imagine the way waters rose. It was just mind-boggling.
And this is in the days before Facebook, when people could have talked to each other about where you can get who's got bottled water.
Can
who
you
doesn't?
Get across the river at this point?
Right.
How do I even try to get in? Do I go to work? Can I get to work? How do I go?
The paper was the only way that people knew, and so you must have been exhausted by the end of that.
Well, I remember funny we people we were dealing back home. My wife Linda. We would go grab water however we could. We had run some water, trying to make do. But finally, the paper we found, I remember we found a motel in Forsyth, and everybody, we went up there basically to take a shower. I guess we were tired of being around each other after many days, and that was such a joy. The simple joys just... going to this place and taking a quick shower. I do remember that, because you just could not do that here for 3 weeks. So,
But of course, Facebook and everything else like it has utterly decimated the business model of newspapers and hometown papers everywhere, shrinking precipitously. I think the latest Bureau of Labor Statistics data indicates the number of people employed by newspapers is down by about 70%, I think, from its peak in the late 90s or early 2000s. In the last minute that we have here, Obi, how have you seen the industry change in recent years? Where do you think it's headed? Where do you think Telegraph is headed?
Well, hard to do in a minute. Clearly, we are in the midst of a sea change, both in our newsroom and everywhere else. There's a great article lately in The Atlantic about Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, and basically, you know, beyond the news feed and what's emphasized, you know, he runs a media company that decided to show less local news, mm-hmm. seems to value opinions more than feeds from professional news outlets. I don't know. I'm curious how it will play out. I am a little worried about context and depth of reporting, the time to do that. But it will sort itself out. There are great people in the newsroom, and I've been proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with them for all these years. I've been blessed to work with great people.
Obi Brown, senior editor for a few more hours at the Telegraph newspaper in Macon. Today is his last day. All hail the conquering hero, Obi. We love you.
Thank you, Adam.